With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A man pleads not guilty to a charge of robbery after being accused of stealing a gold chain and gold ring from a man on Crewe Road back in March. The suspect entered his plea in court on Friday, where he was told he'll face a 4-day jury trial in September. He remains on bail until then. And I know it's hard to believe, but we're already halfway through the year, and with that comes hurricane season.
The Hurricane Center is predicting a below-to-average season. Based on the numbers, I think they're predicting 8 to 14 named storms, 3 to 6 of those to become hurricanes, and 1 to 3 major hurricanes. So the theme that we've been going with is, even though it's predicted to be a below-average season, it really only takes one. So being prepared is essential for everything.
National Weather Service forecaster Gilbert Miller tells Radio K-Man this year there are some other things residents need to be mindful of.
We know and we heard a lot of talk about the Super El Nino, and with that comes some impacts. Reduced rainfall, for example, heat waves, extreme temperatures in certain places, and we need to be prepared for all of those hazards, because hazards aren't just hurricanes, you know.
The next major forecast update from experts at Colorado State University will come June 10th. In the meantime, today is June 1st, and that means it's time to start prepping. You can find plans and tips to keep you and your family safe at kmanprepared.ky. And just because K-Man is shifting its focus from Heritage Month to hurricane season doesn't mean the many cultural activities on offer are wrapping up. In fact, you're encouraged to head out to Cayman Brac Heritage House, where programs manager Saskia Edwards tells CIGTV they're keeping heritage alive year-round.
So the property is over an acre. It extends all the way to the bluff. It was formerly a tannery, and it was owned by the Lazary family. So they used to use product from cows and goats that they had on their farms, and basically they would make items from them and sell them. It was later purchased by government with the vision to create a heritage center for the Brac.
The Cultural Center was set up 26 years ago to serve as a, quote, living example of Caymanian heritage and culture, offering a number of programs like monthly kids sessions, weekly craft markets, and even cooking classes.
We actually work closely with a lot of the seniors in our community. We actually have some of those cooks come in and show the students hands-on how to prepare some of our traditional meals. So whether it is turtle meat, whether it is conch fritters, they actually get to learn hands-on from the seniors in our community personally how to prepare and make these traditional dishes.
Heritage House is open on weekdays. Admission is free. You can follow them on social for more information. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Justine Green. Iran says it's targeted an American military airbase after the United States launched renewed strikes on Iranian targets over the weekend. The Revolutionary Guard didn't give the location of the base, but Kuwait says it's come under attack. Washington says it struck Iranian radar and drone sites in the city of Gorak and the island of Keshem. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered attacks against Hezbollah in southern district of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. Hezbollah has been firing barrages of rockets and drones into northern Israel as Israeli troops expand further into southern Lebanon. France says it's detained a sanctioned Russian oil tanker in the Atlantic with the help of Britain and other allies. Moscow has criticised the seizure as illegal and bordering on piracy. The vessel was intercepted in the mid-Atlantic. Hungary's new Prime Minister, Peter Modrog, says the government will start legal proceedings to remove the country's president if he refuses to resign. After meeting President Tamás Sulyok in Budapest, Mr. Modrog said the constitution would be amended to secure democracy. South Africa's parliament is starting an impeachment inquiry into President Cyril Ramaphosa over a scandal involving the theft of more than $500,000 from his farm. A parliamentary committee is holding its first meeting today. Malaysia has started barring under-16s from registering social media accounts. The communication regulator said platforms including Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and YouTube must conduct age verification against government-issued records. Demonstrations are taking place in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi, over rising cases of femicide and violence against women. Hundreds of protesters have gathered in the city's centre. BBC News.